This is the Samoan Submission Machine, Samoa Joe, and you are listening to Royal Ramblings.
Hello, this is the man who will not die, Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the Royal Ramblings of Robert and Danny.
I'm Robert, and this isn't Danny this week because sadly he's left me in the lurch, so it's just my dulcet tones you're going to get today. As ever, we are the Royal Ramblings. You can find us on the Huffington Post, you can find us on Twitter at @royal_ramblings, and you can email us at royalramblings@gmail.com. But I'm honoured and pleasured to be sat here today in a church hall. You might ask what a nice Jewish boy like me is doing in a church hall. And following our podcast last week in the Houses of Parliament, I'm sat here with the owner of LDN Wrestling, Sanjay. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
So I will say that this is also owned the synagogue next door.
You are right, the synagogue next door. I forgot about that.
It's owned by the church, so it's all in one.
Oh, yes, we're all encompassing, all under one roof. So we've got listeners all around the world, and many probably haven't heard of LDN Wrestling. Sure. Do you want to set the scene? Tell us a bit about it.
Okay, we're a national touring promotion, so we're not just one that runs in a sort of set area. There's only two companies like us in the United Kingdom. One of them is my rival, which is All Star Wrestling, and we're LDN Wrestling. So we put up around 150 shows a year. And if you look at us, more than anybody else in Europe, and I was doing a little count up the other day, WWE run about 320 live events. I think it's New Japan Pro Wrestling do about 280. And we're the next up. I can't find another company in between. So the third biggest touring promotion in the world in terms of how many live events we put around England and Wales sort of thing.
So you tour the whole of you're not region-based?
We're not on a region. We don't do Scotland yet.
Okay.
It's a bit far for me right now, and it's the idea of going, imagine sitting up, driving up to Scotland, driving mad, but we do England and Wales, and we do all over. So 150 events, live events around England and Wales, it's quite a lot, you know what I mean, and it's only going to get bigger, because next year we're going for 200, so.
Okay. So tell us about, who are the top stars, who should our listeners look out for?
Yeah, absolutely. With our business, it's a little bit different. We don't tend to use workers from other companies and stuff like that. What I've always wanted was my own brand of wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So if you come to LDN Wrestling, you're going to pay to see these guys. You can't see them anywhere else, majority of them anyway. Mm-hmm. You've got Alan Lee Travis, who's the British Heavyweight Champion, and some of your listeners might not heard of him, but there's people around the country, if you go to these towns, they do know of him, and he's a fantastic worker. He's more traditional style that you see from the World of Sport era. He also does a bit of modern style. We've got Johnny Kidd, who used to wrestle in World of Sport, Mal Saunders. You've got Hakan, and you've got lots of people sort of people who, unless they go to an LDN show, they might not necessarily know them, but when they go away and you go to, say, a place like Clapton, when Travis's song hits, every single person that crowd, that's 700 people, know who he is.
Yeah, well, as you know, I came to one of your shows recently and had a good time. It was a good laugh. It's obviously very different to the other styles of wrestling that we see around, but it was great, and it's great to see the kids involved with it as well.
But a lot of these other stars, we say stars, the British stars, but they're a star in their own minds. They don't sell tickets, you know what I mean? And you sit there thinking, well, you might be known on the internet, you might have a little Twitter account that does really well, but if you don't sell tickets, you're not a star. That's the reality of it.
Indeed.
You have to be a ticket seller. A lot of these American guys who come over aren't, you know, ticket sellers either, sort of thing. So the stars in their own eyes, I think.
So if people want to check it out, where should they head to find out more information about the
company? It's ldnwrestling.com. So if you go to our website, there's a Facebook page with a couple thousand people and a Twitter page as well, sort of thing. But if you go to our website, ldnwrestling.com, we're in a lot of areas and we are expanding this year as well, sort of thing.
So where do they need to, where are you expanding to?
Up north. North. We did Halifax in Yorkshire a couple of weeks ago. We're in Whitby, another 5-hour drive. But we're going to be expanding a lot more up north, South Shields we do as well. We're going to be going towards Scotland border, towards that sort of end.
Okay.
So I've booked loads of events. So when I update the website in a couple of months' time with January dates, you'll see that the first 3 weeks of the year is going to be based up north.
So I was asking a few of my contacts before coming here about LDN Wrestling, what I should know about it. And the thing that kept on coming up when I asked people was the fact that you paid your stars in sandwiches.
No, not true at all.
Where did that rumour come from then?
I think it was. I think it was a wrestler by the name of El Ligero, you probably know. He tried to ask me for work and I said, I'm not really interested. Because nothing even against him, I hadn't seen him work. But when you're based in Leeds, why would I want to bring a guy from Leeds to London, you know what I mean, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he said, I think he was only just starting out there, I think he said something along the lines of, I just want a bit of food for sandwiches and stuff. And I said, no, I'm not interested. I thought it was quite funny. Next minute, no, there's a big sort of thing about he pays him in sandwiches.
Yeah.
But I'm one of, I think, two or three promoters that he has a registered business that pays people with checks.
Yep.
And if I paid him sandwiches, I'd be very happy. But if you've seen size of wrestlers, I think.
Probably lots.
Yeah, they're probably bankrupt me in sandwiches and all that stuff. But when we was on the wrestling channel, we actually made fun of it once, where we was a week short in programming, so we did an episode where the wrestlers have gone on strike, and they want their sandwiches. Oh, I don't really care. Yeah. I think it's funny. Let them think that. I wish. Life would be a lot easier if I did, but no, it's not true.
So many say British wrestling is as strong as it's been since the 70s, 80s, the world sport time. Do you agree with that, do you think?
It's getting better. It's getting stronger the last few years. Lots more shows happening and stuff. But yeah, you're never going to get those days again where there's like 150 shows a day, 100 shows a day. You know, I mean, one promoter could have like 6-7 shows a day. It's just mental. And the numbers you've got and the millions of people that watched, I think those days in this country have gone. But saying that, it seems to be everyone's doing good. This has been my best year.
Okay.
This is the best year. The first 6 months, till May this year, has been the best sort of 6 months. Yeah. And June and July has gone exactly how it always dips down business around that sort of period.
But you have brought in ex-WWE stars in the past. I saw this year even a half term or something like that, you had a touring star.
With Joe Legend, you might be touring. Joe Legend lives in Germany, so for us it's getting him over isn't that much. And plus Joe works a style. I think he knows more about British wrestling culture than 90% of the people in the country. He's so cultured, Joe Legend. I'd have him over quite a lot sort of thing, and happy to have him over because he's a great worker. And I think he knows how to work a crowd, and he fits into our show really well. He's over in about 2 weeks' time doing a Devon and Cornwall tour for us. So yeah, he works for us a lot. And I had Jigsaw over as well.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody always slag off him, brought him over, independent wrestlers. But once again, like he had this view of what you thought wrestling was going to be worked from. Like, I think he quite enjoyed it and fitted in really well, sort of thing. So
World of Sport, you've mentioned a few times.
Sure.
You've done tried to bring it back.
Absolutely.
And created a new version of it. So do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Sure. What it was, John Chapman at the time had the rights to the World of Sport name, licensed through ITV, and they wanted to film a ITV show for their 50th anniversary, which was going to be sometime this year and stuff. They sort of put their plans back now. But a lot of people I saw on the internet said there should have been a modern version. ITV gave a specific list of things that they wanted on the show. They wanted World of Sport because even on the Wrestling Channel, when it was on there, most popular show on there was World of Sport.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Followed by, I think TNA was sort of catching up and doing quite well. But you know what I mean? It has a big market. So they wanted to do a celebration, which is what we did. We did a celebration show of World of Sport. We had some of the old boys show up for a Legends Parade, and it went down really well with the audience. We had a lot of children in the audience who enjoyed it. So, and I think the problem is a lot of people sort of forget their British roots and stuff, and they all say, oh, Big Daddy wasn't the best of wrestlers. Yeah. But then Hulk Hogan wasn't the best wrestler. But, you know, you've got great wrestlers like Manus, Jackie Palo, you know.
Yep.
So many great wrestlers. Let's not forget about our great heritage, but I think.
Do you think that time's gone now?
People could say that, but what's old is new.
Okay.
You know what I mean? People say that, look at the trends in the world and stuff. Old things always come back. And I think you've got to modernise, which our shows do. There's only ever one rounds match on a normal live events. It's all sort of a mixture. I think you've got to give them a bit of everything. It's like going to a buffet.
Yeah.
You give them a bit of everything, you know what I mean? People pick and choose what they like. And I think with my audience, it's predominantly children. But then the mums and dads bring them. You've got to give them something for them to watch so that they enjoy as well. And the grandparents who come along to our shows as well. And, you know, there's a big lot of people that come to our shows that want to watch a bit of traditional wrestling. So you give them a bit of everything.
Yeah. Looking back, as I did the research before coming here, the original World of Sport, I remember it vaguely as a kid. But it was all the grandmas sat in there waving their handbags. Do you get that sort of thing at your sort of shows?
In the seaside towns, we get them and stuff like that. You still get the grandmothers trying to hit the wrestlers. And I think it's great. You know, I mean, I like to appeal to as big family audience as possible. And, you know, Eldian, if you like sort of something like, say, Progress Wrestling and things like that, a much more adult base, Eldian probably isn't going to be something you enjoy, although some of them do come enjoy it. But it's a family product, and it's great to see sort of families coming out, and they do enjoy it. You know what I mean? And it's a good show.
So you've produced the show. It's on YouTube. You can
watch it for free.
Search for it. So what's the future for the show? Are you trying to get it on TV, back on TV?
That's
again?
Right. Absolutely. Well, I don't own the rights to that show at all. So John Chapman and World of Sport own the rights. I was just brought in to promote and produce the actual product.
Okay.
So it's up to them to push it forward and stuff. So, and I think they are doing so. So, but I think it's had mostly positive feedback. Some people don't. It's never going to be to everyone's cup of tea, you know what I mean? So, but then I couldn't watch Ring of Honor. I couldn't stomach more than 2 minutes of TNA. It's not for me, you know what I mean?
Why isn't it for you?
Just don't find it enjoyable. I watch WWE and I find that I enjoy that, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. But I can't watch more than a couple of minutes. It's just too much.
The hardcore nature of it? Or
it's not that. It's all no. ECW was okay back in the day, you know what I mean? But it just watch it here. It just seems a bit like, you know, really bad actors watching. It's just like, you know.
Do you feel you're out of step with the majority then?
Maybe, but then I'm drawing good crowds everywhere, and when I go back, they come back again. So
okay.
I go to Clacton four times a year, and I draw 600-700 people, you know what I mean? And they're coming back every time, so my product must be doing something right.
That's
and the most successful promoter besides myself is Brian Dixon, All-Star Wrestling.
Yeah.
And he's been doing, obviously, 40 years doing that product, and they're still coming back to that Butlins Love Wrestling. And so if you think about, am I in the wrong, or am I doing something that the audience want to see? Because with my show, you don't have to put into a specific audience to get the same people coming back.
Yeah.
I can go to, say, where am I next week? Witterby in Yorkshire. They've never seen my wrestlers or my product before. I put up the posters, they could come to the show, and they'll come back. It's a new town developed straight there. So maybe what I'm doing might be right, and maybe it's not me that's wrong.
No, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. So, a year's time, where do you want to be with the LDN? Is it just expansion?
That's basically, that's where I am. TV is a second thought right now. If it comes, brilliant. But my idea is I can run a successful business, you know what I mean, where I'm self-employed and it's been going really well, you know what I mean? And that's my idea, is to get up to 200 shows a year. You know what I mean? My hair will be grey by the end of it. As you can tell, it's going now.
Thankfully, it's a podcast and you can't actually
see. No, you can't see it and stuff like that. Nobody features up, but, you know what I mean, you can sort of see it. And, you know, business, that I make a good living from this, a really good living sort of thing. And I make enough to pay, you know what I mean? I've got a mortgage-free house, you know what I mean? I'm doing really well for the wrestling business. So, you know what I mean? I'm not bragging or anything like that.
No,
the majority of the promoters in this country have second-day jobs. And they have a day job, and this is a hobby. This isn't a hobby for this. I mean, it pays for my living, so.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Cool. And thank you very much for your time. If you can, check out their website, which is
ldnwrestling.com.
Shows coming all over the country, so you'll be sure to find one and say that Robert sent you. Until then, till next time. Cheers.
Thank you.